of the increase going to our county schools, $1.98 million going to the new Branson-Hollister Library Taxing District. Our real estate and personal property charge for the year ending February 2024 increased by $6.6 million, and we ended our year with over $5.5 million in delinquencies to collect. Page 2 shows all data for current taxes. My 2023 unsettled protests are over $2.2 million, and I have settled and distributed over $798,000. Page 3 lists the totals of the back taxes that were charged. We were charged with from the delinquent tax books from last year, plus any add-ons. And at the bottom of the third page, you will see some of the services that the collector's office accounts for. The majority of the fees stayed in the same range as last year. I noticed the most significant change in the tax sale surplus funds, which were over $514,000. Those funds were turned over to the county treasurer and were $146,000 more than the previous year. We had 137 liens sold, with half of those having surplus, and recorded 113 collector's deeds. The other significant change was investment interest that increased nearly $100,000 over last year. Those monies are distributed to the entities with each monthly settlement. The delinquent interest monies are paid to the entities we collect for by prorating the amount. The retirement fund, tax maintenance fund, and the penalty line all relate back to the delinquent interest and the penalty. If the commission is satisfied, I would ask that the collector's settlement be entered into record and the clerk of the commission certify the amounts to the Director of Revenue according to RSMO 139-190. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
No. We need to, if we, like you said, if we're satisfied, we need to accept and enter into the record. Do we order the clerk to do it, or do you just automatically do it? That's what I thought.
It's the statutory duty.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So we don't, per statute, we don't have to order you to do it. You just automatically do it. Move to accept and enter into the record the
delinquent tax
list. The collector's delinquent tax list, also known as the back tax book.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then we will have a separate motion for the year-end statement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Move to accept and enter into the record the collector's year-end statement as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Last order of business we have down here this morning is court orders. With us from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good. We have the clerical errors, erroneous assessment, and personal property paid abatements.
You guys good with the clerical error? Abatement number 213519?
Yes, I am.
Label. This is Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated March 18th, 2024.
It doesn't say why, but I'm assuming that parcel just to be non-taxed at all for that year. Exempt or something? Or is it on with another part? It just said it should remain.
At zero for 23 per the SCC.
Was that combined with the land compared with another parcel on together?
Is there a term the Lions Club?
No, no.
It
we're
doesn't
on,
say.
This is the one for, is it Maribel Rodriguez? It says should remain at zero for 2023 per SCC. I'm assuming that's State Tax Commission? Or?
It's under clerical error.
Who's SCC?
That's the person, I think. So normally if it's land, they've either, if you do it, it's been, it's because it's been entered with some other land, combined and not. It doesn't say on the reason. Or else it's exempt completely.
I had to ask Felicia because she handled that one. I'd bring her in.
It either would have been combined with some other parcel for that year or else exempt, and it doesn't say.
Okay, so at this point, we do have a motion out here. So I'll second with discussion so we can continue this discussion on it to where we can get movement forward. Can you get Alicia, Ms. Susan? Alicia, I'm sorry.
Stephanie just went.
Down. Okay, perfect. We have Ms. Alicia Caperton.
To the best of my understanding, this was an exempt property that sold.
Okay.
So for 2024, I know it needs to have a value put on it, but for 2023, they were going to leave it exempt.
Okay. And it says that's for Susan Chapman.
Yes.
So it's real estate. They're going to exempt it for 2023.
Yes, it was all. It was an exempt property. I don't remember.
Okay, thank you.
I don't remember if it was a part of Branson or what, but it sold, and so it needs to now have a value. But for 2023, they were going to leave it.
Thank you.
So, and it was actually accidentally entered during the period they weren't supposed to enter anything, and so then I had to go back and fix it.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right.
Second
revenue. All right, thank you. So,
you're welcome.
No more discussion. All right, we have a motion and a second. So at this time, we'll go to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one, labeled Exhibit B with today's date. That's abatement number 213520. That's the Lions Club.
Okay.
Has it always been tax exempt?
Lions
Club's always been tax exempt, yeah. And this was supposed to be the together, the two blocks together, but didn't get done. They bought it last year, so that it's still
a problem. Again, they're
already tax exempt. So this was a merge as well. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date, March 18th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Hearing
none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the personal property paid abatements.
Exhibit C.
Starts with abatement number 300909.
Correct.
Okay.
labeled in Exhibit C, and I move to approve Exhibit C. For today's date.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for an executive session upstairs. I have 9:59 a.m. We will be in recess.